Hello, dear listener. Welcome to Protocols for Collective Performance at Radio Worm. We are part of Experimental Publishing, and in this radio show, we will take you through an oceanic journey. We will guide you through the water, surfing, and diving into the questions of what is experimental, and what is a protocol. We encounter this journey like bubbles flowing up to the surface. All the text, audio, and soundscapes you will hear are bubbles emerging from our minds.
This is what it is, okay? Because I enter your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Something which can usually be visualized easily. So I'm boiling a kettle, I'm filling it up now in the sink, about halfway, and I'm going to boil it. And I was wondering with myself, I'll try and put the speaker near the kettle so you can hear it as it starts to bubble, but I asked myself, why don't I just record it with a video recorder, or why don't I take a picture and let you listen to your own kettle? And I don't really know, save to say that I think when you hear sound only, and all that you have is the sound, and not the image, I think that it can sharpen that particular sense, much in the same way that you hear if someone loses their sight, they hear better. Or if they've had sight before, they, you know, they still see things. And the same with if you lose your hearing, your, you know, other senses become more acute to replace it. And so this sort of temporary sensory magnification, if you like, that can happen when you're listening to something which you usually don't associate with just plain music or plain sound, I think can lead to interesting things. This obviously isn't the height of expression and grand art, but it is something recognisable, and it is a start. So I'm gonna leave the microphone to record the sound of this kettle until it boils.
Water. toes in the water, all right? Whales in the water, all right? All right.
Should at minimum drink 8 cups. Because you lose water not only with sweating, you lose water through breathing, you lose water through bowel movements. So you're losing more water than just going to the bathroom. So lots of factors, including temperature, affect that as well. Drink 8 cups of water a day. However, other factors that play into that are temperature, if it's hot out, if you're active, if you are sweating, say if you're outside, because you lose water not only with sweating, you lose water through breathing, you lose water through bowel movements. So you're losing more water than just going to the bathroom. So lots of factors, including temperature, affect that as well.
Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs.
Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate. Don't hold your breath.
When your face is in the water, you will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate.
Don't hold your breath when your face is in the water. You will blow up your lungs. Make sure to exhale up to 50% of your air when your face is in the water so you don't start to hyperventilate.
What I usually tell my patients is if it contains caffeine or alcohol, that doesn't count towards your water intake for the day. Reason being is that alcohol or caffeine can actually act as a diuretic where you're going to be going to the bathroom more, which can actually cause you to lose more water. So with that, drinking straight water does count towards those 8 glasses of water per day.
Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
What I usually tell my patients is if it contains caffeine or alcohol, that doesn't count.
The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale.
Reason being is that alcohol or caffeine can actually act as a diuretic where you're going to the bathroom more, which can actually cause you to lose.
Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
That
the tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air.
What
in the
I usually
too
tell
fast.
My patients is
the tip is to use your voice to regulate
your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
Reason being is that
the tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy.
What I usually tell my patients
don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't
what
exhale
I usually
all
tell
of
my
your
patients
air in the water too fast. The tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
What I usually tell my patients
is the tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nice and easy. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
Reason being is
the tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale.
What I usually tell my patients
don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast. tip is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nicely.
Reason being is that
don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
What I usually tell my patients
is to use your voice to regulate your exhale nicely. Don't exhale all of your air in the water too fast.
Reason being
tip
is
to use your voice to regulate your exhale nicely.
What I usually tell my
don't exhale all of your air.
Normally, the heart is divided into four separate chambers. Blue, or low oxygen blood, returns from the body and is pumped out to the lungs to receive oxygen. Red, or oxygenated blood, returns from the lungs and is pumped out to the body to supply the tissues. Normally, the heart is divided into four separate chambers. Blue, or low oxygen blood, returns from the body and is pumped out to the lungs to receive oxygen.
Red, or oxygenated
blood, returns from the lungs and is pumped out to the body to supply the tissues. The heart is divided into four separate chambers. Blue, or low oxygen blood, returns from the body and is pumped out to the lungs to receive oxygen.
Red, or oxygenated blood, returns from the lungs and is pumped out to the body to
supply the tissues.
This way you won't be inhaling all those toxic gases and particles. Why, did you know that chronic bronchitis, emphysema, bronchial asthma, and other respiratory diseases are becoming increasingly associated with the polluted air we breathe? And that same dirty air attacks our possessions, too. Like buildings, clothing, cars, crops, livestock, lots of things. That damage alone is estimated to cost the average American $65 a year. The sources of air pollution are automobiles, homes, factories, dumps, nearly any place where combustion takes place. But holding your breath is not the answer. You'd be better off to stop pollution at its source. Write to your state or local air pollution control agency or to Clean Air and learn what you can do to help us all breathe freely again. There are two ways to avoid the ill effects of breathing polluted air. One, hold your breath. This way you won't be inhaling all those toxic gases. But you know that chronic bronchitis, disease, bronchial asthma, and other respiratory diseases are becoming increasingly associated with the polluted air we breathe. And that same dirty air attacks our possessions too. Like buildings, clothing, cars, crops, livestock, lots of things. That damage alone is estimated to cost the average American $65 a year. The sources of air pollution are automobiles, homes, factories. Thank you.
And now we go to the next section. We ask you to answer two questions. What is experimental? And what is a protocol? Here are your answers.
What is experimental?
Something unconventional.
General.
Label.
For.
Art!
War.
Artistic.
Genre.
That push
existing boundaries.
And.
Genre.
What is experimental?
If something is experimental, it means that it was never done before and the output is unknown. First thing that comes to mind is music. Otherwise art, innovation, science. Anything that I am still testing, never tested before if related to artwork. Question.
What is experimental?
I think practically anything new and iterative can be considered experimental. Question.
What is experimental?
Outside the box. Something relatively innovative compared to other bodies of work. Question. 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 Question.
Question. Question. What is experimental?
Never quite finished, until you decide it is or get tired of working on it. Cannot quite be related to a specific field. Is it art or design or performance or... That's experimental. question. Experiment, noun, an observation, test, or trial, piece of evidence or empirical proof, feat of magic or sorcery.
What is experimental?
From Old French experiment, practical knowledge, cunning, enchantment, magic spell, trial, proof, example, lesson, sign, indication. Question.
What is experimental?
Attempts at trying out new systems of thought, government, or social organization. These might be attempts to explore alternative ways of living or interacting as a society to see what works and what doesn't.
What is experimental?
Anything that doesn't fit a conventional pattern or tradition.
What is experimental?
What pushes boundaries against standard practices?
What is experimental?
It is a set of requirements to be strictly followed in order to create a new procedure or system. Question, 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 question,
question, question, question, question.
What is experimental?
First thing that comes to mind is music. Otherwise art, innovation, science.
What is experimental? What is experimental?
Conducting various steps, protocols, to test a hypothesis. It is said of something that aims to prove useful once it's been used and refined enough. When something enters its experimental phase, it will often enter it with a certain
goal in mind. So the utility of something that is said to be in
an experimental phase will vary.
Those results, no matter if they are deemed to be positive or negative, will be the result of experimentation.
It is a set of requirements to be strictly followed in order to create a new procedure or system.
What is experimental? What is experimental? What is experimental?
Question. Experimental question. Is the wild question. Side of the brain and question. Protocol is the sorting
question.
Out.
Question. Feeling shit out.
Question.
In a new way, question. Without adhering question. To established conventions.
Question.
Something unconventional. To test something with trials and experiments. What is experimental? What is experimental? What is experimental?
question.
Experimental means that something that is not proven as a
fact but trying to be proven is fact, which makes is experimental, or it is something that is against the social
norms or rules that are broken.
But trying to get a reaction doing an abnormal act.
Question.
From Latin, ex, out of, plus peritus.
Experienced, tested, from pi per io,
suffixed
form of root per, to try, risk. What is experimental?
Something novel and unique, such as the combination of two things that would not go together
in normal circumstances.
What is experimental?
Trying out something that you have never tried before. Anything testing a theory.
What is a particle?
Actually record something which can usually be visualized easily. So I'm boiling a kettle, I'm filling it up now in the sink, about halfway, and I'm going to boil it. And I was wondering with myself, I'll try and put the... One of the first things that I thought I would do with this field recorder is to actually record something which can usually be visualized
easily. So I'm boiling a kettle, I'm filling it up now in the sink.
About halfway.
And I'm going to boil it. And I was wondering with myself, I'll try and put the... One of the first things that I thought I would do with this field recorder is to actually record something which can usually be visualized easily. So I'm boiling a kettle, I'm filling it up now in the sink. Halfway. And I'm going to boil it. And I was wondering with myself,
fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal.
So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing.
1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming.
Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing. 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need.
What is a protocol? What is a protocol? Eight of a volume, Greek protokolon. 1. First sheet glued onto a manuscript proto. First, source, parent, preceding, earliest form. Original, basic, plus collar, glue, development of meaning, rough draft, original copy of a treaty.
What is a protocol?
The protocol is often made up to produce experimentation, but doesn't always result in experimental work.
What is a protocol?
In object-oriented programming,
what is a protocol?
Protocol type is a data type that acts as an abstraction of a class. It describes a set of method signatures, the implementations of which
may be provided by multiple classes
that are otherwise not necessarily related to each other. A class which provides the methods listed in a protocol is said to adopt the protocol or to implement the interface.
What is a protocol?
Okay, so we've created this enormous computer network, and now billions of computers all over the world can talk to each other. But what are they going to say to each other? So that brings us to the question of what is a protocol? Because protocols are what define how computers communicate on the internet. And protocols are... communicate with each other that involve nuance. So for example, if I want Greg to do something, like for example, I might want Greg to shoot a dart from this Nerf gun at me, right? So I could say, Greg, could you please shoot me with the Nerf gun? And he might try to do that. Okay, so that worked, right? I could also say like, hey, Greg, shoot me again. Okay, so the point is that there's a lot of different ways for me to ask Greg to shoot me with the Nerf gun for whatever reason. And that's because humans are so good with language, right? Computers, on the other hand, not so much. And so computers need very rigid, strict rules about how they should communicate with each other. And to some degree, that's what protocols are. And what protocols do is they specify two types of things about packet-based communication. So imagine I have computer A and computer B, and they want to communicate with each other over this huge internet that we've built. So how do they do that? There's two things that they need to agree on, and there are two things that will be specified in the protocol. The first thing is, when computer A sends a packet
to computer B, what's in the packet? What's the structure of the contents of the packet? So in order to communicate, they need to agree on, you know, for example, maybe the first part of the packet is a field that indicates what kind of packet it is. And each protocol has its own specification for the structure of the packets themselves. So that's the first thing they need to agree on. The second thing they need to agree on is, how is this communication pattern going to unfold? So for example, when computer B gets a packet of type 1 from computer A, what should it do next? Should it, for example, the protocol might specify that it sends back a packet of type 2. So this is kind of a silly protocol. But the protocols require that we have these very rigid rules. And again, there's two reasons for that. One is because computers are particularly bad at understanding nuance. So if computer A sends a packet and it's like, hey, computer B, send me a packet too, computer B wouldn't know what to do. And so we need these really, really strict guidelines. The other reason the protocols are so important,
and the other reason the protocols, how protocols are designed and written is so important, is because protocols are implemented by humans. So, for example, computer A and computer B, in order to implement this protocol, some software developer had to actually write computer code that runs on these computers. And in a lot of cases on the internet, particularly when we talk about super widespread protocols like IP, the internet protocol, the implementations of these protocols were actually built by different people. So somebody wrote the software that runs on computer A that implements this protocol, and some other person wrote the software on computer B that implements the same protocol. And so the protocol specification, which lays out how the protocol works, has to be written very carefully so that the software developer who wrote the code on A and the software developer who wrote the code on B will both produce an implementation that interoperates with each other. So if the specification isn't accurate enough, it's possible that these two computers will become confused as they communicate with each other. So in short, this is what a protocol is. It defines this very structured communication space that allows multiple computers on the internet to interact with each other and to communicate. So this is really a way of structuring computer communication. And there's two things that the protocol has to do. The first is it has to structure the contents of the packets themselves. And the second thing it has to do is it has to determine how the computers that are running the protocol respond when they receive various types of packets or various types of requests from other computers on the internet. Wait, stop shooting me, Greg, stop. Ah.
What is a protocol? What is a protocol? What is a protocol?
After meetings. What remains static, normative, hegemonic?
What is a protocol?
What is a protocol?
A protocol can be considered as a series of different rules to follow in order to fulfill a certain task or goal. An established set of rules or procedures to follow in a given situation. It is a procedure to accomplish or demonstrate a result done in a standard way. the front seats reserved for important people on a theater show.
Protocol is something that feels like rules in a certain order that needs to be applied no matter what. It is a list of rules that needs to be obeyed, in a concept of professionalism, or politics or something that is very strict political social gatherings. Set of rules, created to copy a procedure or keep safe. Fixed procedure designed for a situation. Working according to a protocol is applying a set of step-by-step instructions to your work. A protocol is a set of rules commonly agreed upon by any number of active members that ensures a certain functionality. It is a go-to method that aims to narrow down the different ways one could act to prevent a situation, or to respond to it, so quick action can be taken and the collaterals reduced to a minimum. Arbitrary set of rules widely accepted to be adhered to in a given setting. Inside the box. Rules, also regulations and standards, a set of steps that must be complied with. Step-by-step guide that is expected to be followed.
What is a protocol?
The downfall to not drinking enough water is it can damage your organs. You're down to your kidneys, most importantly, skin. Your organs do need water to function properly. The downfall to not drinking enough water is it can your organs do need water to function properly. The downfall to not drinking enough water is it can damage your organs.
If someone's
So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming.
Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustainable for a longer period. Always breathe according to need and that fits your goal. So, for example, endurance swimming requires 1 and 2 breathing, 1 and 3 breathing tops, but also try to make combinations to get enough air inside your lungs while swimming. Choose a breathing pattern that is sustained.
Thank you. Lord, can you hear me now?